If you have ever brought food to the beach, I am sure you have had the experience of sitting on your blanket, unwrapping your sandwich, and then out of the corner of your eye, you just see a seagull standing there, staring at your lunch. Every time you turn around, the gull and its hungry beak are a little closer. So, what is the best way to scare it away? Believe it or not, there are scientific studies about this. And Neelcha Bohart is the senior author of a new one out this week from the Royal Society. She's an associate professor at the University of Exeter in the UK and joins me now. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Scott.
All right, let's set things up and we will hear some of the different scenarios that you scientifically tested out. The first one is a man calmly telling a seagull to please stay away from his food.
No, stay away. That's my food. That's my pasty.
And an angry guy yelling at the seagulls.
No, stay away. That's my food. That's my pasty.
I mean, to me, option two sounds more intimidating. Is that how a seagull hears it?
Yes, that's right. It's a very polite British way of being angry at a gull, obviously. And the interesting thing here is that we played back these sounds at exactly the same volume. So normally shouting, of course, everyone thinks, of course, this is more scary. But actually, we didn't make the sound of the shouting louder. It was exactly the same volume of sound. And so this shows us that when you play back this shouting noise, the gull would fly away, meaning that they can interpret the tone of voice that we say things with.
Okay, so that answered my main question of like, yeah, of course yelling is going to be more effective, but it was the same volume, so the seagull is hearing the tone difference?
Yes, exactly. So the intonation of the way we say things is informative to them.
I mean, you've been studying this for a number of years. What is it about human-gull conflict that interests you?
There's two things that intrigue me. One is I've always been really interested in how the animal mind works. How do they use the information, especially now that humans are changing the environment all around them and everything is different from the landscape in which they evolved. And some species seem to be doing really well and others are going extinct. And so seagulls seem to be kind of the winners. But are they, or are they just making the best of a bad situation? So I'm really interested in that human-wildlife conflict. And then secondly, in the UK, they're actually in sharp decline. And in the summer, you see quite some media reports of people being extremely violent and killing these birds. And so I'm trying to find peaceful ways to mitigate this conflict.
What is the most memorable experience you have had with a seagull?
Having my food stolen. Well, I study these things and I know what to do. And then I forget because I'm just having a lovely picnic with my kids on the beach. And so, yes, it's happened twice that a gull would fly from the back and steal my kids' food. And they don't appreciate it and I don't either. So I'm learning the hard way to take heed to my own advice.
I mean, here's where I am. I love looking at gulls. I want them to thrive. I don't want them to eat my food. What is the best scientific approach to going to the beach with success, with interspecies success here?
Yes. So there's a three-step plan. One is to really keep your eye on these gulls. They will come from the back. I often compare this to, you know, people, you know, cheating in class or maybe shoplifters. When the teacher or the shopkeeper has their eye on you, you're not going to do the naughty thing you're going to do. Secondly, if you can, it helps to really block this excess path to the food. So if you can eat with your back against the wall, under a roof or umbrella or bunting, that makes it much harder for them to access and then quickly escape. And then thirdly, if they do approach, shout at them, approach them while staring at them, perhaps make yourself big, basically becoming a threat to them, and they're very unlikely to then proceed with their food-thieving plans.
Well, now I know. That's Neelcha Bohart with the University of Exeter. Thank you so much for joining me.
That was really fun. Thank you very much, Scott, for having me.